Everything the Border. Lou and Matt on the Borders 105.7 Triple M.
Welcome to the Catch Up Podcast, and I feel like we need the right music here because today...
Oh, it's business time.
It's all about business, Lou.
Always is on a Wednesday, but even more so today because of the changes.
Sadly, not the sexy business time that Jermaine from Flight of the Conchords was singing about there, but still business nonetheless. And there was a lot to get through, Lou, that required us to pore over that bloody document from the Victorian government talking about step three, which is the good news at least. As you go up in steps, it's like going down in stages.
Hang on now. I feel like we need another theme song just to get us in the mood for the steps. That's it.
But steps are better than stages, aren't they, Lou? Is that the...
Well, the higher the number of the step, the better. The lower the number of the stage, the better. So forget the stages. Let's just stick with the steps, step by step.
Yep. But is Melbourne still in stage four? Or is that
completely... and only up to step two.
But do the stages stay while the steps are, or do they throw out the stages completely?
I don't even know. I think the stages are still happening, but we don't need to think about them anymore. Let's just think about the fact that we can leave the house for any bloody reason we want.
Yeah. We talked to a bunch of pollies today, but in good information and a little bit of whinging, which is fine because we've been whinging a bit ourselves, as most people have on the border, let's be honest. So you'll hear from Bill Tilley, member for Bunanburra, Tim Quilty, first time we talked to him, he's down in Melbourne for Parliament, and who else? Justin Clancy, but we won't put that in because by the time this is up, Gladys Berejiklian has probably made her announcement, I would imagine, Lou, saying that the permits are changing. So more on that tomorrow.
Yes, absolutely. We'll have the latest on that tomorrow. But let's kick it off with talking about how the step three is going to affect the hospitality industry on the Victorian side of the border because everything's been closed. All pubs, clubs and the like have been closed. Levine from Elgin's in Wodonga joins us. Morning, Levine.
Good morning.
So for you guys, I guess it's a positive step in that you are able to have people on premises, but it's mostly outside dining at this stage, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct. So Elgin's ourselves, we are reopening our bistro for lunch and dinner as of Friday. So we'll be open Friday and Saturday for patrons to come in, sit down and finally have a meal with us back in our bistro and get one of those nice cold tap beers.
Yeah, so is that that's inside?
We are limited. It is predominantly outside dining and we are limited with minimal numbers inside. So we can have up to 10 in a room inside with a maximum of 20 people. So it is limited dining. So wherever you go in Victoria this week or next week when you're going to dine, it'll be predominantly outside dining. There will be limited dining inside.
Yeah, and you'll need to book. I guess that's the big thing we need to push for people because otherwise you might be disappointed.
Yeah, so we do encourage anybody... all Wodonga people, all Victorians, get out and support your Victorian businesses. Yeah. Everybody in Victoria has really been struggling with the closures. So get out and support all your local hospitality businesses with coffees and fish and chips and go and sit down. You can actually go back and actually sit down and enjoy the company of people. But get out and support these local businesses because we employ local people and all of these people are starting to come back into the industry and come back into the workforce, which is absolutely fabulous.
Oh, well said, Levine. Is it going to be enough to sustain you for the next couple of months?
Let's say yes. Let's be positive.
Okay. All right.
Let's be positive and get out there. It's the first step. And look, regional Victoria has been doing absolutely the right thing. So if we just continue to do the right thing, if we social distance from everybody, if we just follow the rules and regulations, especially when you are inside venues, the staff, we're not there to be called the fun police. We're there just to make sure everybody's doing the right thing so we can stay open, remain open, and our numbers can then increase. Because as we say, Victoria is doing the right thing, regional Victoria, and let's just... keep doing the right thing so we can open more and then slowly more and more about the hotel industry will open up.
Absolutely. Levine from Elgin's, thanks for chatting.
No worries. See you guys.
Can you believe it? Last night would have been Morris Medal, Tony Wilson Medal night. Grand final for the O&M would be this weekend. I can scarcely believe.
I know. It's been so weird having a whole season without football locally.
And we used to talk to Sarah, of course, to give us the tips for the netball every single week. Sarah Sineni, 2011 Tony Wilson medalist, and she joins us. Sarah, how have you been coping? Good morning. How have you been coping with no netty all year?
Oh, missing it. Probably missing it more so the last few weeks when the weekends have been that finals weather. Missing that. When it was freezing cold in the middle of winter, I was like, oh, thank goodness we don't have netball, but now missing it very much.
So you didn't wish that you were at Myrtleford when it was 4 degrees and it was
foggy?
No, that was one of the... Oh, those Myrtleford girls, how are they playing that every weekend? I don't know, but no. I miss sort of catching up with everyone and seeing everyone from different clubs and things like that and the social functions, and not that I would have been able to sort of do much in that regard this year, but... Yeah, no, just definitely just missing it. And, it would have been, I was sort of like, when I was driving, I thought, oh, I wonder who would have been in it, and who would have been right up there.
All of those things. Well, you just alluded to the fact that you wouldn't have been partaking in a lot of celebrations because you are expecting your first baby.
Yes.
How soon?
Still got 8 weeks or so to go.
Rightio. So it's the business end now, though, isn't it?
The business end. So what would you have been doing this year?
I obviously would have tried to be involved in some capacity at Yarra. So, just helping out on weekends and doing all the jobs that the players don't need to worry about. So
it's a huge part of your life, Sarah, the netball. What have you been doing on the weekends with all this spare time?
Well, not much because we haven't been allowed to. We've been stuck at home, but lots of fires at the farm.
Fair enough.
And sitting around the bonfire. Missing, obviously, my parents are in New South Wales, so that's a bit of a struggle.
Yeah.
Not going from seeing them every weekend to seeing them once in, 4 months is a bit tough, but that's all right. Hopefully, we get to see him this weekend, hopefully.
And
yes.
How about all your netty friends? Are they coping? And footy friends as well. Are they all coping okay?
Look, I think so. Touch base with, obviously, friends as often as you can. But, I'm lucky that, when I head home and get to ring everyone because you're in another town anyway, not just popping around and seeing them is sort of off the cards being in Victoria. But, luckily we've got FaceTime and phones and things like that. Like, imagine what it would have been like a long time ago when we had to all write letters.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think we would have kept in touch.
No, true.
All right, Says. Well, I would have predicted that Yarrawonga would win the grand final this year and Lavington would finish bottom of the ladder. Remember Sarah Moo from Lavie after being there for a long time. Contentious.
I've been for a couple of walks with Bridget Tate, or Bridget Casser, so I'll check in with her and see how she feels about you, Matt.
She's the Yarra gun, Lou, I'm scared of.
All right. And so you should be. Sarah Sineni, it's always a delight to chat with you. Good luck with the last couple of months of awaiting your first arrival, and we'll hopefully talk to you again very soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, to all the footy players and the netty players, I know how much you would have been missing it, and we're missing it as well, but you would just be crazy for it. So next year, bigger and better than ever, the O&M and
absolutely.
All the other cops. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M. And I don't want to go all Stockholm Syndrome, Lou, and start saying, oh, it's glory be, it's amazing, it's such great news. Because on the one hand, it is great news that we are going to step three in Victoria. On the other hand, we probably never should have been restricted so heavily in the first place. But it is awesome news. 11:59, step three, restrictions loosened, hopefully matching southern New South Wales. So let's talk to Bill Tilley, Lou.
Yes, let's indeed. Member for Benambra, Bill Tilley, good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Morning, Matt.
So, Bill, obviously it is great news that overnight tonight some restrictions are going to be lifted, and considerable restrictions. It's going to make a big change to our lives. But do you feel it's going to it's come soon enough for some of the businesses and people in Victoria?
Look, it certainly has been a breakthrough, and there are some concessions, but this has not happened by magic. This has been the sheer sacrifice, discipline, determination by our community and business up here that have seen these drivers, you can drive us down to a point where the Victorian government's been able to. But let's not forget that we've been in this position because of the failures in the Victorian government's hotel quarantine. So never forget that.
Yeah, never forget that. Yeah, definitely. Bill, it obviously hasn't gone far enough, really, for hospitality, for example, in northeast Victoria. So are you going to be pushing as hard as ever to see some sense in that respect in northeast Victoria?
Well, absolutely. We've just heard that the Premier Victoria is going to make some announcements in relation to metropolitan Melbourne and getting into rural Victoria. Let's hope that it's as strong as what we've been calling on, putting that ring around Melbourne. We know that the pubs, restaurants, cafes, that they'll be keeping record of people turning up. This is the locals at present. So I know that and I'm confident that businesses will turn away people that think they can sneak up here because they've got a bit of cabin fever in Melbourne. But under a Tilly administration and under a different government, I'm absolutely confident.
Tilly administration, I love it.
Look, the thing is, we'd be opening up with less restrictions or no restrictions, provided that we can protect ourselves from the hotspots of Melbourne. But I just got a message from Justin, making mention that the Premier of New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, is going to speak at 11 a.m. So that's great news.
Yep.
That she's responding to Victoria's change for allowing us to hopefully get back to a normal cross-border lifestyle.
One more question from me, Bill. Masks, it's a contentious issue, let's be honest, but masks. Yeah. So you very rarely see people wearing masks in the New South Wales side of the border. How long will it be mandatory in northeast Victoria, do you think?
Well, that's the big question, Matt. I'm not sure. Victoria is going to mandate and ensure that we are all wearing masks for the long-term future. And I expect that the earliest at this stage is probably around the 23rd of November, because we're tied to, Victoria's tied to, and regional Victoria is still tied to the zero new cases statewide for 14 days. And don't anticipate they're going to change that mask policy
stage. As long as you've got your mask on when you cross the border, you can whip it off as soon as you go through the checkpoint. That's what I do every morning, Bill.
Yes. So do I. And it's great relief when you go into those meetings.
Yeah. Okay, so positive changes, 11:59 tonight. Gladys Berejiklian, 11 a.m. She's going to make an announcement. Hopefully it'll all be matched up. Bit of daily life in there as well, and we get back to some level of normality. Bill Tilly, the member for Benambra, thanks for fighting so hard, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Will do. Have a great day.
Live and local, weekday mornings on the Borders, 105.7 Triple M. It's Lou and Matt. It's 20 past 7. And Upper House Victorian MP Tim Quilty is down in Melbourne at the moment, actually, because Parliament City. And he represents us in Northern Victoria. He joins us. Tim, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
So, Tim, some massive changes due to take place as of midnight tonight.
Definitely. So I think we've all been waiting for what seems like a very long time, and we're finally going to be let out of prison.
Yeah, it feels that way, doesn't it?
Really it really does.
I mean, we never should have... we don't want to make this a... We've been grumbling as much as everybody else has, of course, but it never really should have been put in this position in the first place in northeast Victoria. What has it been like when you've been trying to argue for northeast Victoria in Melbourne? What's the reception been like?
Basically none whatsoever. They just didn't listen. Every time we'd raise it, we'd say, we've got no cases, we shouldn't be locked down, and the government said, locking you all down, keeping you locked down, and you'll be let out when we let you out, which is now, finally.
Yeah, it's interesting watching the Premier talk about it, and he has made a real point of saying that even the regional centres that haven't had any cases, it's been integral and very important that they also stayed locked down. He hasn't explained why. He just said that's been an important part of the road to recovery. So I can imagine how frustrating it must have been. Now, as far as the nuances of this step three,
yes.
Which is so confusing. Step three, which is a positive move forward towards COVID normal. Is there anything on there that you think is really ambiguous, or is it all pretty straightforward?
I think it's reasonably straightforward. We're allowed to do some stuff. Yeah, the one thing that upsets me is if you have to pick out a special friend, so you can become part of a little bubble yourself.
Yeah,
it's a bit like,
yeah.
You're going back to school, pick out your best friend, and if the other one's something out, you didn't make it. The cut.
Yeah. I think that really is kind of ridiculous, isn't it? Do you, without getting too deep and hopefully it won't be the case, but do you fear a little bit for the damage that it's going to do to Northeast Victoria in relation to southern New South Wales, you know, when it's so much easier life north of the border?
Well, definitely there will be damage done, but our economy is so integrated that actually a lot of damage is being done to southern New South Wales as well.
Yeah, yep.
And of course, we're all holding our breath now waiting to see what New South Wales is going to do, what that Premier will let us, whether she'll let us out of prison too and let us cross the border or not.
Yes.
We'll see what happens today, but that border never should have been locked. We never should have been in stage three in the first place. So, yay, that's happened. They're letting us out now.
Yep.
Well, let's hope it all just continues to get better and better. Tim Quilty, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, and stay safe in Melbourne, Tim. Get back to safety soon.
Hopefully I'll be home tonight.
Yep. That's great. Yeah, they refused to let them zoom into to Parliament, and you had to do it in person.
Crazy.
Yeah. Here's The Offspring. It's Lou and Matt. It's Triple M.